1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. After a series of mechanical emergencies,
today, United CEO Scott Kirby is sending out a letter to United customers. In the letter, saying the airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety, and that while the incidents are unrelated, they have the airline's attention, and that United will be sharpening its focus on safety. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The man wanted in connection with the killings of a New Mexico state police officer and a paramedic in South Carolina, now in custody after a convenience store clerk recognized him and called 911. Shots fired when Jeremy Smith was apprehended. He's now in a hospital. Spring break turning deadly in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, Sunday. Gunfire leaving three people shot, one dead. Cops searching for multiple suspects. In a virtually uncontested election, Russian President Vladimir Putin wins re-election for another 6 years in power. He's been Russia's only 21st century leader. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% in January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Dozens of people attended a vigil for missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu in Two Rivers Saturday evening. Meanwhile, police said on Friday that they're continuing to follow up on tips and leads with the help of state and federal authorities. They're also looking through a large amount of video. The child's mother and her boyfriend are being held on child neglect charges connected to the disappearance. An Amber Alert was issued for Elijah on February 20th. Nature lovers are noticing a distinct change to parks and village-owned areas in Howard as officials remove dead or dying trees. For example, officials recently removed about 95% of the trees in Deer Run Park that had been affected by the emerald ash borer. Officials say they will replace the trees with hardy native species such as swamp oaks and pine trees. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are headed to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, learn they will face James Madison University in the first round of the NCAA tournament after losing to Illinois yesterday in the Big Ten. They won't have to play until Friday night. Could they use the break? Great guard.
Everybody needs it. Everybody, we played 4 games in 4 days. Even I need it. So, but no, it'll be good because we'll fly out there Wednesday, I'm sure. And which has always been one of my arguments with the league is that the teams that play on Sunday should not be in a Thursday bracket.
NBA, the Bucks with a win 140-129 over the Suns. Chris Middleton, after missing the past month with a sprained left ankle, scored 22 points and was asked if he felt like he was right back in rhythm with the team.
It did. A lot of the work that I was doing in rehab was just trying to make sure my wind was there, my conditioning was as good as it can be. I thought it was.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible. This evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Special thanks to Rebecca Rockhill for the American Red Cross. Smoke detector installations. If you know of somebody that needs one, they have the people that will come over and install it for them. If you would like to volunteer and be one of those people to help out the American Red Cross, to go out and install smoke detectors for people, please give them a call. They are definitely looking for some help along those lines. Right now, big things happening with the Hotel Northland. Brandon Flitter, Director of Sales and Marketing, and Bradley Stettler,
good morning,
Food and Beverage Task Force, joining us right now. Fellas, you guys work at a very cool place. You guys work at one of the coolest places in Northeast Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Totally the best hotel north of Milwaukee, and I would even say including Milwaukee. 100 years old.
Yeah.
All right. So how are you going to celebrate? Well, you got a lot of celebrations coming up. I'm looking at the list here, but tomorrow there's a big one.
Absolutely. So Tuesday, March 19th from 5 to 8 p.m., we have a complimentary event that's open to the public. So I always say bring your friends, bring your neighbors. The more the merrier. We want to celebrate with everyone. So we're going to have some complimentary food and beverage offerings. And the neat thing is we're going to have some items from the 1920s as well as our current menu. So as you're walking through Poke the Bear, the Walnut Room, and our banquet space, you're going to get a little bit of that 1920s theme, but also what we have to offer. So,
wow, that's cool. Yeah. But it's going to be interesting to see what the hors d'oeuvres were in the 1920s. There's probably not a lot of tacos on that thing because that became much later. But
mini pasties, maybe?
right. That could be it. All right. Well, that's cool. All right. So this is open to the public. I'm not sure I knew that. Here I thought, John, we were invited.
We're special.
Yeah, we're not. It's open to the public, which is great. All right. So 5 to 8 p.m. All right. What else you got going on?
Absolutely.
So, this is cool.
So when everyone arrives, they're going to get a passport at the registration desk. And we made it kind of fun. So on that passport, there's going to be 10 different stops, which means you're going to get a chance to take a look at our guest rooms. You're going to get a chance to go to our restaurants, to the Crystal Ballroom, to the Alley. And we just want to make sure that everyone experiences Hotel Northland to the fullest. And every time you stop at a different place, you're going to have someone there that's part of the tour guide, and you're going to get a stamp when you stop there. When you collect all 10 of those stamps at the end, go back to the registration desk, and we're going to give you a little prize and a thank you for participating.
What a great way to see that hotel. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, hors d'oeuvres, the drinks, but I don't think a lot of people have been in that executive boardroom. You could have meetings there.
Is that where you had your retirement party or your birthday party or something?
I had my in the executive boardroom is just it's John. It would only seat that 12, 15 people. No, I took over the hotel.
Okay, all right, sorry.
I took over the hotel.
Okay,
Crystal Ballroom, the bowling alley, the lobby. It was unbelievable, okay. And I don't know why you didn't show. That's right. You weren't invited. That was an invite only.
Yes.
But so you get this passport, and you'll see at least 10 things there. And for having that Northland Hotel, 100 years old, that really is historic. I mean, Lombardi's first contract there. President Kennedy, while he was senator, was there. You've had some very famous people at that hotel, and it continues today. I mean, you're creating new memories there with some of the people who come there. And I think people need to see that. I mean, it was, you know, it wasn't unanimous that that should be restored. A lot of people thought, well, let's tear it down and we can build something cheaper, which is a true statement. But, boy, you want to hang on to that history, and you guys have done a great job. So to come in and see it, that'll be fun. Tuesday.
Well, I think it's kind of cool that, you know, we sit here right now and look out the window and we're looking at your office basically out there. But I did a story years ago for a TV series I was doing on local houses and buildings and everything like that. And I was there during the remodeling process. And I thought that was pretty cool. Pretty much see behind the curtains at how hard these people were working to make sure the restoration was done top notch, where it would be like you're walking into it in like 1932 or something like that. Well, I mean, your craftsmanship there is pretty phenomenal, isn't it?
Thank you.
And it's amazing how much of that hotel is original. Like, they didn't get
new
lights. They went and got them all redone and all the...
Well, you walk in that lobby, and you could be shooting a gangster movie from the 30s.
Right,
couldn't you, though?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to change a thing.
So, it's amazing what you can do with great craftsmanship, a great owner, and $32 million.
Yep. All three.
You need all three, let me tell you.
I like
anyway, it. Anyway, yeah. And I don't know how many people have been there. I sometimes... think, you know, that whole be a visitor in your own backyard. Sometimes we put people there, send people there. Bradley, how things going in food and beverage? I mean, you guys got it going on over there. I've been there. Jenny and I have been there many times. You got great restaurants. What's going on with the food and beverage?
We do. So we've got a really good food and beverage team. We've got our executive chef, Ashley Nero, and she's put together a really good team with her pastry chef and some of her, what you call her, her right-hand people. Those are her sous chefs, so they've put a lot of time and effort and thought into these things. And that's in coordination with some other culinary professionals, really, from across the country.
What kind of people are you getting there these days? I mean, is it a convention destination? Is it a, it's our anniversary, let's go have a cool night? What's the clientele been like since you guys have reopened?
So Brandon might be able to answer that better than me, just because I do travel. Some other properties, but I think, you know,
he just parachuted in for the party. Yeah. Just tell me what you shoot straight with us.
Yeah, exactly.
I think when it comes to the Walnut Room, you know, we want it to be approachable. And sometimes when I'm giving tours, people say, is it open just for guests that are staying at the hotel? We want to make sure that people know that it's open to everyone. Right. And you know, like you said, you don't have to be there just for your special birthday, or your anniversary. Come on a Tuesday, come on a random Saturday. I mean, we want people to experience it, and I think it's a really great product, and we have some really great service as well. So you're going to get a nice experience while you're there.
Okay, I have to ask, are you guys already booked for the draft?
Yes, we're finalizing some details, but yes, we will definitely be booked.
Think of the rates. Johnny and I are sleeping on the couch right here, man. We're good. Right,
yeah. Yeah, we should rent out some of these office spaces here. Right.
Make a little cash on the side.
Yeah. Yep.
But what I think is cool about that is there are some people here, and now their grandkids are getting married there.
Absolutely.
You know, and you drive a lot of weddings and banquets through there. I mean, like I said, I like to go there, and it seems like you always got something going on. And
well, when I walk by it, you know, because that's got my route when I walk to the post office here or anything, I always have to laugh because I remember seeing a 9-year-old me standing there with my little autograph book. Waiting for the opposing team plus to come in and out and getting their autographs. I mean, right? It's so funny. I walk around and say, I used to stand right here, exactly by this door on the side.
And to have something, you know, we have hotels here in the community, but you just talk about the ambiance there, you know, like the Pfister, you know, just old hotels are just cool hotels. And it just seems like the service is just a little, I'm not saying it's better, but it's, I don't know. More quaint or, I don't know, I really like your hotel. I mean, I stayed there many, that's where we put people up. I only stayed there on Valentine's Day because that's the anniversary of when you reopened.
Yeah.
So the last 3 years. You have other stuff coming up too. I mean, this is a big year for you guys.
Absolutely.
I mean, and then wait till we have the pay off the debt party. Whew, that will be fireworks. But you've got...
We could be around for that one.
Just going to say that.
Yeah.
But in September, you have the whole Crystal Ballroom formal dinner. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. So that's taking place on Friday, September 20th. Like you said, this is a little bit different than the event that's happening tomorrow. So this would be a more of a formal dinner. It's taking place in our Crystal Ballroom, and actually we're going to be selling tickets. One of the things I really like is 20% of the price is going to go towards Freedom House Ministries.
Nice.
So it's a local charity that was important
Absolutely.
To us. You know, what they stand for, you know, is important to us as well. So, you know, it's going to be a charitable event, and then we're going to do an ownership match as well. So we feel great about that.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. Hey, one thing I was going to ask is, I was thinking about this when I walked by. Is that the original sign?
That's a replica from the 1960s.
Okay.
So Jones Signs did a fantastic job.
Yeah, it looks it looks exactly like what it used to, and it's got that certain, even the colors and everything have that certain something to it where I thought it might have, you might have found it someplace and put it back up.
Yeah. I love driving down Pine Street, and it glows and
at
it looks
night,
great.
It's phenomenal. It's awesome. I love that. Night, yeah.
That, obviously, that building is on the historic registry, and for Jones to put that sign in, I don't want to get into the weeds here, but what a hassle it was to drill into that building to get that permission, because he wanted to hang that sign. And I mean, it's like, they think we're taking the building down. It's like, you know, I don't know how many, whatever. I'm so glad that that's there, because that really brings it back to, you know, you want to be as original as you can, and everything inside pretty much is. But yeah, that sign outside and that neon looks so cool at night. Yeah. You're right about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes for great photos too.
Yeah, it does.
Your lobby, that's the best lobby, like I said, North of Milwaukee. Do you rent the lobby out for parties, or is that just all part of the ambiance?
That's all part of the ambiance. So, I mean, I love the original penny tile, the chandeliers, the woodwork. I mean, it's just so beautiful. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, but this event that's coming up tomorrow, I see that's on your, the lobby is part of the event.
Yeah, absolutely. So we know the weather's going to be a little bit cold tomorrow. So we're going to have people staged in the lobby area. But as part of the passport, you're going to get a couple stamps. One of the stamps is our brand mark, so that's our bronze fedora when you first walk in the main entrance. So that will be a stamp on the passport. Absolutely.
So the complimentary food and some beverages, food and beverage. Bradley, tell us about this 1920s theme menu. What would be something that is different that's on there? Go ahead, put your glasses
pardon,
on.
Yeah, pardon me while I put the notes here. So, get more of the marinated olive display. We've got a crab meat cocktail we're going to do, some deviled eggs. Of course, kind of traditional, right?
But that was a hotel for, like, a little more uppity. I mean, you talk about putting on a Ritz. You know, that's very cool. Do you have music? What?
If we never have to hear that again.
That was just a high-end place. That's why this thing on September 20th is going to be awesome, too. I can't wait. I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. I got to go find something for that. But tomorrow, it's just open for anyone. And you haven't seen the Northland. It's kind of like, have you seen Titletown? Have you seen Lambeau Field? Have you seen the Botanical Gardens? You have to see the Northland Hotel, because it's open to everyone, not just the guests. They want everyone to join it. You can maybe book your kid's wedding or your 50th birthday down in the bowling alley. That's a great place to have a party. There's just a lot of things going on there. And, you know, just you guys, thanks for making this, you know, one of the landmarks here in Green Bay.
Absolutely. I mean,
it's just awesome to have you guys here. And great service. We were just there for the city's 170th birthday party.
Yep.
Johnny and I were there. That was fun. We enjoyed that. This is free drinks, John, so you'll like that.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, well, you guys, thanks for coming in. Well, tomorrow, Tuesday, March 19th, 5 to 8 p.m., complimentary event, open to the public, the Northland Hotel, downtown Green Bay, right across from the Y. What's the address of that place? I should know. Do you know the address? I don't even know. Everybody knows where
the Northland Hotel is.
Okay,
all right. That's okay.
Great enough. And you don't have to register, just show up, right?
Absolutely.
All right, see everybody tomorrow at the Northland Hotel. Brandon, thank you for coming in. Bradley, welcome to Green Bay. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to have a good time tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
We all will.
Thank you.
All right, you bet.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Mine on the Mayor. Back right after this.
Bye. Park Avenue on that famous
thoroughfare with their noses in. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dress up like a million-dollar trooper. Trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go?
Todd, you're just the best with music.
You want to sing tonight?
No, I don't. I just, that's putting on the ribs. That's what we're doing tomorrow night. Hotel Northland, 304 North, what is it? Adams. That's right on Adams. Anyway, complimentary event, open to the public. Come in and see that place. 100 years old. And I was looking through the menu. Some of the stuff they have, 1924 menu, and then 2024 menu, and just they're going to contrast both of those. And you get this little passport, get this stamp, tour everything at the Northland Hotel. You see some of those guest rooms, they've really done a good job remodeling all that. So this will be fun.
You have a lot of pride in that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because when we started working together, one of the first things that he did, John, was take me for a tour of the Northland and took me around, like, well, here's my ballroom and here's my bowling alley.
I can give tours there, yes.
Well, but that was under your reign, right? Yeah. Under your watch.
From day one. What was there was it was a low income housing project.
Yeah, I knew that.
Had a couple of texts come in. My wife and I spent our honeymoon night there in 1972, went back for our anniversary the weekend they reopened.
Oh,
and
cool.
Also said, does anybody remember Mr. Chauffeur?
Didn't know.
I saw that text. Who is Mr. Chauffeur?
I'm not sure.
Was that, did they have like a limo service or something?
Well, I'll tell you what I'd like to do is be the doorman there. Because, you know, can you do this? What about this? And I kind of.
Concierge?
City. Yeah, more the doorman, though. I mean, concierge.
Do they have a doorman?
They did, and I don't know what it was, COVID or what, but concierge, they just come in and, you know, where should I eat? But the doorman, you get more tips.
Ah,
you
know? Okay.
So I think
okay.
Always the money.
Yeah, I could see you as a doorman.
Oh, yeah, so could I.
This is Carl, the doorman.
but I don't know that. That chauffeur, I'm pretty familiar.
I don't know, Mr. Chauffeur. Anybody let us know. Who is Mr. Chauffeur from the Northland Hotel? Hotel Northland. I don't say Northland Hotel. It's Hotel Northland.
Yeah, that's right? That is. And it's a Marriott property, right? It's the Signature Series, which is the top line of Marriott. You know, they have the Marquis and, they have a different levels of Marriott. And it was the first Marquis Signature Hotel in the state of Wisconsin. Very cool to have that here in Green Bay.
What's older, that or the Pfister?
I think the Pfister's older.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think so.
I've never been there.
Oh, that's a good place.
I have never been in the Pfister.
Yeah. No. That's a beautiful, beautiful lobby. I mean, the Hotel Northland's a nice lobby. Pfister's, rooms are a little smaller, though, I thought, at the Pfister. But it's great. You have to upgrade when you go there with your wife. Get a suite.
I wonder if they let me
I don't know. He just mumbles. Like, he just rambles sometimes.
No, I just said, John, the Pfister
is a Pfister. Okay, but is the Pfister... Okay, is that the one they say is haunted?
Yes.
Okay,
I was just going to ask if the Northland would ever let me go. In
I was going to kind of. That's what I was trying to get at. Which one was older? But I mean, there. I mean, well, this is not. This is no kidding. There have been professional athletes who have said they've had weird things happen to them at the Pfister.
Oh,
because
oh,
yeah. of opposing baseball teams. At least they used to. I don't know if they still do when they play the Brewers. And guys said. They've had some weird things happen.
Yeah. And they don't let groups come in to investigate. So it's really tough to get in there. If they find out you've got equipment and stuff, they're not happy.
Maybe I could help out with that.
At the Pfister?
Well, not the Pfister, no.
We're talking about the Pfister.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, if you can get me into the Northland, I'd still do that.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be cool.
That we can do. But that hotel, the struggle was, so you had, you know, people living there that, as much as it was not a great place, they didn't want to move. You know, these
The homeless, or not homeless, but
low income.
Yeah.
They did not want to move, so we built.
I don't blame them.
I don't know. We're like, look, it'd be a better place. We took them out to Bay Beach, did a little entertainment.
Did they have the restaurants going or anything like that then? Or,
no,
or was it just,
no, just
low
it was
income?
All closed up. They had okay. a Planned Parenthood where the Walnut Room is.
Okay.
But then we built two facilities on the east side of Green Bay with green space, much, much nicer rooms than they were living in. And then when we took over the Northland, we took a lot of the rooms and knocked the wall out, made it into two. So it was a little bigger, a little more elbow room there. But that was a project. What,
was that your, I mean, was that your baby, so to speak?
Well, when I got elected in 2003, I said I wanted to do that.
Okay.
Turn the Northland Hotel back to a historic high-end hotel.
Which that, I think is a phenomenal
but
idea.
That was
I think
a much, if I had known it, I don't know if I would have said it. It was so difficult to do. I just, there's a lot, in the capital stack, you know, the money was, there were six entities. That's a lot. You know, it's not like, well, the bank and the investor. Yeah. So we get historic tax credits and WIDA money and,
I
and
remember then, that was like a top story for so long.
That's what I remember. But to, and I hate to say this, but to the point where it's like you'd ignore it kind of thing. Cause it's like so, I've seen this story. It's like, it was almost like an everyday type thing.
Oh. Yeah, some lawsuits over that. Some bankruptcies. And
what were the biggest negatives to doing it?
Running out of cash. That was so expensive, Johnny. I mean, I think you know, redoing a historic hotel is not easy. And I think you know, you look back at these budgets of, you know, $20 million. Really, it's going to be that much? Yeah, we want to have a little cushion there. And then it ends up being, you know, all of a sudden it's like $24 million, and it's not even halfway. You know, it's like so. That was the biggest thing. And then politically, it was a little difficult, too. But I'm glad we did. It's one of those things that, you know,
politically, what was the biggest negative towards it? Just the amount of money it was costing?
Well, the city, I mean, we have tax increment financing in there. So their taxes pay back a loan that we gave them. But, you know, I don't know. I think, as I said so many times, it's so much cheaper to raise a property and build new. So I think there was a little thought of that. Other people, you know, I mean, the city council, some of them just didn't like downtown. So why are we doing anything? We've done enough downtown. We got to do something on the east side, west side. Nah, we can do it all. But, yeah, I was hell-bent on that project. And
how bad was it inside? I mean, did it get trashed?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't think it was. No. It wasn't trashed because a lot of that was closed off, right? That Crystal Ballroom, that was closed off. They didn't use that. You know, the lobby, I mean, it was, I look at it now, I think, oh, my God.
I mean, did somebody run it, or was it just every person for themselves there?
No, it was managed by a property manager at that hotel.
Okay.
So, you know, and I know our fire department complained a lot. They didn't think it was the safest building in the city.
I can imagine.
And we had that Red Cross in there a lot.
Yeah, I'll bet.
But I'm just really glad it did. I hope that people do come out. I think a lot of us have been there. But if you haven't been there, tomorrow it's free hors d'oeuvres, some free beverages. And really looking at, you get to tour 10 different areas of that hotel. So they got some guest rooms that are open. Obviously the lobby, the Walnut Room, Poke the Bear, the bowling alley, which is downstairs for events and parties. And they have some small conference rooms. And yeah, it's just a cool property. I'm so proud of it.
Is the room that Lombardi did his thing in, is that closed off or anything? Do you know, or is that
No. The Crystal Ballroom? No, that's
Where it was?
That's where my party was,
His first press conference where he signed the contract and the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the Mings were married there. There's some very famous people in Green Bay who were married there.
Okay.
Now their grandkids are getting married there.
Yeah, I think it's cool. Like I said, I've only pretty much been to the lobby and the room we were in that one night.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah. I've never, and again, I did that story, so I was in some of the rooms, so I saw that. But I'm not kidding. That lobby, Hollywood couldn't recreate a place better on a sound stage that looks more like the 1920s than that lobby does. I think that's worth it, just going there to see that lobby. Yeah, I really mean that.
The Northland
is so cool.
And they spent the money, but they also spent the money on the service side, too. I mean, the employees there, we get great employees all throughout Green Bay and hospitality, but they... You know, they have uniforms, which is cool. You know, I kind of like that.
I hate uniforms.
Do you?
I mean, it's good for them, but I just, when I worked at the gas station, I had to wear a uniform. Never liked
John, that was your name on a shirt. Well, that's not, I'm talking uniforms that are like the
best. I had a matching hat.
No, this is.
Were those plastic red jackets when I worked at the Holiday gas station?
Have you stayed at that place in San Francisco, the guy, the Beefeater's Gin? The guy with those like.
Yeah, the English guy.
That's what they wear out there.
Kilts?
No.
I think he's got a kilt.
No.
I think that guy wears a kilt.
Todd, you want to talk about the beefy? Okay.
Yeah, he wears a kilt.
It's not a kilt.
It's a kilt.
Northland Hotel tomorrow. Right. See everybody there. All right, we're going
to
be right back.
Talk about something else really exciting happening right next door to us. We come back. Mind on the Mayor. Back after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Upfront he instead ended up debunking 20 different claims of voter fraud.
I found across all of the swing states a total of less than 300 fraudulent votes across all of them, not nearly enough to have impacted one of the swing states, let alone all of them.
Block's book is called Disproven. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Five families living on Clairview Road are suing the city of Oshkosh after being required to pay, quote, astronomically high special property assessments to install new water and sewer mains. According to a story in the Oshkosh Northwestern, residents are seeking relief from assessments that range from $40,000 up to $170,000. Complaints say they have private sanitary systems and wells and don't need the city's mains and lines. The area was annexed to the city of Oshkosh in 2023. Appleton residents and business owners affected by possible reconstruction of North Law Street can attend a public meeting today at 5 p.m. at the Appleton City Hall Council Chambers. The reconstruction project affects Law between College and Wisconsin Avenue, and the construction is expected in the summer of 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Badgers are headed to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, learn they will face James Madison University in the first round of the NCAA tournament after losing to Illinois yesterday in the Big Ten. They won't have to play until Friday night. Could they use the break? Greg Gard.
Everybody needs it. Everybody. We played four games in 4 days. Even I need it. So, but no, it'll be good because we'll fly out there Wednesday, I'm sure. And it's, which has always been one of my arguments with the league, is that the teams that play on Sunday should not be in a Thursday bracket.
NBA, the Bucks with a win 140-129 over the Suns. Chris Middleton, after missing the past month with a sprained left ankle, scored 22 points and was asked if he felt like he was right back in rhythm with the team.
It did. You know, a lot of the work that I was doing in rehab was just trying to make sure my win was there, my conditioning was as good as it can be. And, you know, I thought it was.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high 37 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with a flurry or two possible this evening, our low 25. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, 48 the high. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
I love me some Drew Holiday. My favorite Buck. I love what he's doing. I just really, really wish it wasn't for the Boston Celtics. My loyalty is still more to Giannis. But, like, when Drew scores a bucket still, I'm like, yeah.
That's like to a former true. Lover.
I got a Drew Holiday jersey, a Bucks jersey, and I got an Aaron Jones Packers jersey. This is so why... I'm a scoring former lover for both of those players.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Welcome. As Jim goes running out with his handful, his grubby little paws loaded with quarters. I don't want to get a $22 ticket. Which is very vital here, isn't it, Todd?
Run, Jim, run.
Yeah, I'm kind of worried because I forgot too. So.
Uh-oh.
Is that why everybody...
Tell Jim to put... Yeah.
I got it.
Seriously, run out there. We got it. Just go...
I got the app, so...
Go fill your meter. Okay. Yeah.
Justin from the parking division, if you're listening, hook a sister up.
Don't give us tickets. Yes, you've made enough money out of us, Justin.
He helped me with the parking spaces, so thank you, Justin.
So Christy is here from City Deck Landing with some really exciting news, what's happening right next door to us.
Yes, so I am so happy and proud to announce that Java Cream will be moving into the City Deck Landing effective immediately. Everybody can look forward to sipping on espresso, latte, or other Italian-inspired coffee creations. Or you can delight in a dozen different flavors of gelato. How exciting is this?
We need that.
You did that very quickly. Congratulations.
I know.
It's not the first time.
You've been working out, haven't you?
Yeah, right. You know, the Java, that's got legs. I mean, that's not
No.
Everything's risk in business. But, I mean, he's been around for a long, long time.
Yes.
And really knows how to run a successful business.
Yes, yeah, so he owns
all
the
retail side, right?
Yes, yeah, so he owns all the Mad Chicken franchises in the state of Wisconsin. I believe there's 25 of them.
Right down the road here.
Yes, right on Washington Street here in downtown. So his current store, Java Cream, is located on De Pere's East Side at 571 Swan Road. And their hours right now are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 9 to 6 p.m. So
what time? It starts at 7 in the mornings?
7 a.m. Yep, right. 7 a.m. And they're going to have a variety of iced coffees, white chocolate caramel Oreo, cookies and cream, just a ton of fun stuff. And they'll also be doing shakes, fruit smoothies, and teas. And they'll have bagels and stuff like that. But my number one favorite I'm looking forward to is called the Cookie Monster. It's chocolate cookie chunks, creamy vanilla, and sweet caramel blended with milk and ice. I think Walter and I, that'll be our favorite.
I don't think I'm going to lose.
Yeah,
I know. We just talked this morning about.
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
No.
Listen to me.
We have a deal.
You know what we're doing?
No.
Fruit smoothies.
There you go.
We're doing fruit smoothies.
Does he have them?
They do, and they have, what is it? They have strawberry, mango, or raspberry fruit smoothies. They have tea, chai latte, and then 12 vibrant flavors of gelato. And isn't
that's ice cream. Right?
I know, but isn't that better for you then?
It's like an iced ice cream.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like ice milk ice creamish.
Italian.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with gelato?
It's delicious.
I'm going for the tea.
Okay.
And then the mango, that just sounds
I'm going
healthier.
I'm going with the raspberry fruit.
I'm going to go
raspberries.
With the mango.
Well, I'm going with the Cookie Monster.
Todd?
Okay, Todd.
All of the
we'll
above.
Place our order.
That sounds exciting, though.
It is. We are really excited to join forces with, they're very positive, they're hardworking, they're motivated, and entrepreneurs, and it's going to be spectacular, and we're really excited to bring this to the City Deck Landing downtown.
When is it expected to open?
April 1st, we're shooting for. So,
2 weeks?
Yes.
Fantastic.
That is going to be fun.
It's really exciting. So,
that's nice, Christy, because getting a business to move, to commit, to reinvest, and this guy's doing all
right
now.
You know what I'd love if they would do?
What?
Have newspapers.
I can talk about
newsstand.
That.
I used to go to Bosses on Sunday mornings. That was the greatest thing. That is the biggest loss to downtown Green Bay in the years I've lived here was losing Bosses.
Yeah.
That was the best place. You could go there on a Sunday morning, and they'd have that little coffee thing going there, whatever.
Right.
But they would have the New York Times, the Washington Post, Wall Street Journal. I mean, Milwaukee, every paper pretty much you would want, they used to have there. I miss that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It would be great. I don't know how that works, right?
I have no idea.
You know, if you don't use them, do you send them back? Do you get credit for them? Because I think there are some people, but you know, the Times is not a cheap paper,
right?
I know,
but still, it's nice to have that. There's so
much
information.
Love that on Sunday morning.
Natalie would know that.
And the
they have boba tea. Journal. Is it baba?
Boba tea.
I believe so.
Okay.
Didn't we have an entrepreneur in here with
boba
tea?
Yeah, that's Fanny,
right
from Oshkosh.
Yes,
Appleton.
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 She was down at Boba Tea.
And I love the fact that they're going to be open such long hours, really bright and early at 7 a.m. I'm sure you guys are going to, they're really excited to meet you two. I told them all about the boys and open till 7 o'clock
was,
at
was
night.
Was that more of a warning?
Yeah. Don't make John mad.
I don't drink stuff.
He goes, don't make John mad.
I don't drink caffeine much here in the mornings anymore. I have a Diet Coke. And this kind of stuff gets me wired.
Yeah.
So
the coffee?
Especially cold coffee. I love cold coffee too.
They're doing all the iced, you know, flavors, everything like that.
Outstanding.
Yeah. So we are super excited. I think that's gonna be an amazing addition to the city deck and downtown as a whole. So
and a perfect time to do it.
It is
going to be coffee season.
Right.
And next on the city deck, which you manage that property, you've got us, you know, and we're committed. Now you've got Java. Then you have the store.
Yeah, the waterfront market.
The waterfront market. And then you have all these apartments above you, and how are they doing?
I'm at 100% occupancy with a wait list. I'm pre-leasing into July of this year. I couldn't be happier.
That's great.
For the summer?
Yes.
Starting April, mm-hmm. I want to be on the water side.
I've heard.
Okay. Can you do that?
There goes Steph.
And
yes.
Then we'll just switch it around again. Just in the winter.
I'm sure the tenant you switch with won't have any problem. In the summer, we want you looking at this building across the street.
Yes.
Or not even across.
You don't like looking at the flats?
Yeah. I don't like looking at the flats. I feel like in a big city where you got a thing right next to you.
And I got
to
say, how cool, John, you were around all weekend. How quiet was it this weekend?
Yes, it was.
So Officer Carlson and Police Chief Chris Davis, I would like to extend a huge thank you for having those extra officers out on Friday and Saturday night. It was a world of difference. I mean, I'm on the water side, but I didn't hear a single thing. I woke up to probably 23 messages from my residents that live on the Washington Street side about how much quieter it was. I was seeing people pulled over left and right.
Did you get any complaints about something really loud happening at 3 o'clock in the morning the other night?
I did not. What were you doing?
Dropping a big jar of pickles that smashed all over my...
mixed in with the tuna fish.
I was making myself a pickle sandwich at 3 o'clock in the morning.
From the Dollar Tree? Yeah. That just sounds nasty.
Well, whatever.
He was making a pickle. John, there's so much wrong with that.
What's a pickle sandwich?
What does it sound like?
We have just bread and pickles
and mayonnaise.
Oh, good Lord!
I know. Yes. So then John's like, everybody has those. We did a poll. Not one person except John. Not one. So I told him that, but whatever, he has to prove wrong.
I'll make you one.
I don't want one, John. If I wanted one, I would make it.
It's good.
Mayonnaise, though?
Yeah.
Well, the mayonnaise I like.
Because one of my favorite things in the world. Where did we have these? Recently, we were at something. Was it your house? No. Where they had those
probably
little...
not.
No, yeah, right.
That was a quick visit.
Where was it? Had those pickle things. It's pickle and a piece of ham.
I
brought those here.
You brought those here?
I brought those here.
And they're delicious.
Yeah. I love those.
Yeah, me too.
Everything Jim makes is delicious.
I know.
How about those poppers sometimes doing?
Those
were good too.
Yeah. With the cream cheese.
Oh, right. Man.
Yeah. Yes. So, but I just gave you all that expired food. Why were you making pickled sandwiches?
Because at 3 o'clock in the morning, I like having a pickle sandwich.
Take expired food? Oh, my God.
No, I give him the stuff that's about to expire.
Oh, about to expire.
And then I don't have to throw it out. It's not bad.
And Jim, that prepackaged stuff, it's still good.
It lasts forever.
Twinkies.
But I don't feel like food from the Dollar Tree, like especially fish, is a good idea.
But you get that. Is it a can? I think it's fine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yeah. We get the market right next
door. You sound like Seinfeld in that episode.
So, Christy, I just kudos to you and compliments to you on what you're doing down here. I mean, downtowns are tough. They just are. I mean, they just don't happen. It just takes a lot of energy. And, you know, somebody might say, well, you spend too much time on the downtown. Well, what happens downtown is you know, it's the heartbeat. And what we do pulses out to the rest of the community. And if crime is high down here, that eventually is going to work its way out to other suburbs. And if the economy is strong down here and vibrant, that also will have a ripple effect to other communities.
Got a good texter. Ham roll-ups, a.k.a. Wisconsin sushi.
I love that.
That is funny.
Wisconsin sushi.
That is.
And it's true.
Yeah, I haven't heard that. That's a good one.
So what's the difference between that? What's the difference between taking that little piece of pickle and wrapping a piece of ham with some mayonnaise? What's the difference between that and a pickle sandwich?
I don't put mayonnaise in that.
Yeah, you do. What's there mayonnaise in?
I think it was sour cream.
Oh, sour cream. Okay. So what's there for that in a pickle sandwich?
Well, ham for one. It's like you're taking a whole chunk of bread and then putting the pickles with a slap of mayo on there and just.
That is how it is. That is it.
I'm not judging. It's not my thing.
I'm bringing some in. I want all of you to try it.
No.
There's no protein in that, John. There's no meat in your pickle sandwich.
There's protein in pickles, Jim.
Is there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Todd. You can get pickles with protein.
Okay. I'm looking it up.
Isn't protein a meat? Stuff.
They can get it injected.
No, that's.
I'm being honest here.
He digs himself deep. And he just keeps digging.
No,
he would never say, you know what, Jim? You're right. I'm wrong. He would never say that. He just digs deeper and deeper. No, they inject it.
What's the problem?
Here's what Google has to say about it.
Okay.
Like most vegetables, pickles are almost all water and have very little fat or protein.
Well, okay, but that's not my diet. Hardly any calories. It's
in
all
the
water.
But
you just said there was protein in it. Don't switch the subject.
Tuna. When you're talking about tuna in the can,
there's tuna.
That's got a lot of protein in it.
I'm surprised. Why don't you put tuna in it?
I do sometimes.
On a pickle sandwich?
I do sometimes.
Wow.
It's a lot of work, though. Opening
it
the can.
It sounds like it.
And doing the whole thing.
And that's why he makes hamburgers in the microwave.
What's wrong with that?
The tuna, though, don't get the can opener stuff. Just do the stuff that, like, peels back, right?
That's like $9 for a little thing of it.
It is not.
It is super expensive. It is. Well, the salmon is really expensive.
It is.
You get like one meal out of it.
Steve actually left smoked salmon by my door when I was sick. Oh my gosh, that's delicious. From that mm-hmm. Bearcats.
Oh yeah.
Our buddy Steve.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I ate the whole thing.
But I mean, because I like putting salmon.
Yeah, salmon poisoning. That's what you're getting in that
Salon
thing.
Delon.
Salon Delon.
Jim's stage name.
Salon Delon. I love her.
I will never say that name.
I saw her in Las Vegas. Salon Delon.
It's actually North Carolina.
And
the Dalai Lama's soft hands.
Yes,
that's true. Dalai you guys Lama. Laugh all you want.
Yeah.
I was listening from home.
You're picking on me again. I didn't want this show to get to that.
What I'm saying is this. Okay, so I try to eat a lot of protein.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why I want to eat a lot of salmon. But it's like you make yourself a nice little salad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I buy that the shredded stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And you got that, and then you go to put the stuff on the salmon. It's like that becomes like an $8 salad at home. Because it's like $6 to put on one salad.
Right.
Salmon's so good for you.
It's so good for you, but it's so expensive.
I went to Pick and Save yesterday, bought some salmon. Just bake it and then put it in Tupperware, and you can have like three salads out of that. And it's like $12.
Can you microwave it?
No.
Well, then.
Bake it. Don't you have an oven?
I've never used an oven.
In your life?
John, in my life.
Oh, I find that hard to believe.
Me too.
What would I have cooked in an oven?
I don't know, a casserole?
Pizza?
When I lived with those guys, we had a cool little pizza oven.
Yeah?
Okay. Didn't you ever, like, make, like, lasagna?
Me?
Yeah. The Italians, don't you guys do that?
Not me.
Morning Dove?
Me. Yeah, maybe Morning Dove. Yeah, I bake some more. Put that on the barbecue. Yeah.
John, you got to bake salmon. That's healthy. That's the way to cook it.
I would grill it. If I had a grill, I would grill
it. But you don't. You can't have a grill anyway.
Can I have a grill?
No.
No,
you can't have a grill there. Yeah. Bake it. It doesn't take long. Put some olive oil on, some seasoning.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you bake it for me and bring it over in some Tupperware?
That really nice Tupperware. The mayor has the nicest Tupperware ever.
Hey, Todd.
Seriously.
If somebody broke into my thing, they'd think, okay, this is an 82-year-old lady who does a lot of bake sales. There's so much Tupperware in my kitchen from him. Does Donna want it back? I always wonder that.
I wash it and return it.
Yeah,
it's so
John
nice.
Doesn't.
It's like glass.
You can't get that stuff out of there, though.
No.
What do you mean?
It's hard to get some of that stuff out when you wash it. So
don't let it sit there for a week.
So
you wash it when you're done with it.
Well,
oh my God!
I don't know.
Just give it to me dirty. I'll take care of it.
You sure?
Yeah.
And there goes the bromance again. I love it.
Yep.
I love it.
It's a caring, loving relationship.
It really is.
When you don't have to wash your friend's Tupperware before you give it back to him,
that's a real. Yeah.
That says something.
Keep them around.
All right, Christy, congratulations.
Christy, that's awesome.
Really exciting news.
Thank you, boys.
Can't wait.
Keep us posted on
that. We're going to be their very first customer when they open.
April 1st.
All right, back up,
boys.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Wrap it up here at Mino and the Mayor on a Monday morning. Still not real warm out there. 24 in Oshkosh, 26 in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton. National Sloppy Joe Day. Big Wayne texts in here, says you can't reheat pasties in a microwave. It's kind of like reheating pizza.
Yeah.
You lose something. It gets soggy kind of ish, the crust. And the crust is so important in a pasty and in a pizza. Do you have a pizza oven?
No, I cook it in the oven. I think I told you.
How do you reheat it then? If you have to reheat it.
I think, Jim, didn't you say in a frying pan?
Oh, that's right. I want to
keep the crust good.
You're the only person I know that's ever heated pizza in a frying pan.
Yeah.
I did try it. It's okay.
Okay.
But I still like it cold better. I'd rather have cold pizza.
I do, too. Cold pizza. And I'm fine eating cold pasties, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a fan of cold pizza. I really am. There's something
cold
about it. Like,
pizza I'm all right with. I don't know about cold.
You've never even had a hot pasty, have you?
Well, the day we made them. Okay.
The day we made six?
Didn't seem, yeah.
Was there six?
We made six.
Oh, by the way, when you have the announcement on the cancellation of something?
I don't cancel anything. I reschedule stuff.
What's canceled?
I never cancel anything,
no?
Johnny.
Okay.
No.
When is the helicopter going to be shutting down Washington Street, dropping ping pong balls?
I don't. In the downtown area.
No, on Washington. Thank you, Todd. When is Washington going to be closed off?
I think
for
I'm going to change my mind because I want to be. Oh, I wanna,
you're going to change your
oh,
mind.
He's going to change his mind. Nothing's been canceled. He's just going to change his mind.
I can change my mind because I don't want to really inconvenience the trucks that are coming to delivery.
Understood.
So I think I may move that party to City Deck Landing and close that street to the river.
If you wanted to, you would still be closing off Washington Street and having a helicopter,
but,
right?
Yeah, but I just
But you've
think,
decided against
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because I don't inconvenience there. You know, there's people deliveries come in the morning.
Yeah.
They got to go to Hagemeister.
Right.
There's just so
many.
We can't have ping pong balls going in the river.
Exactly.
Right? So that's got to be out.
Going into the blowholes of a carp.
Correct.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about the street.
Yeah.
But still, we're so close to
the
water.
Ping pong balls.
Oh, we're still going to do the ping pong balls?
I'm still working that.
Okay. So basically right over the river, you're dropping ping pong balls.
This is on just so...
Kids diving in the river to get a ping pong ball, to get a buck off a sub sandwich.
Or not.
Yeah, or not.
June.
Uh-huh.
June 26th.
Uh-huh.
The day after Kids Day, which is June 25th. June 26th is 1 year that Johnny and I... came on the radio and started talking with everyone with Mine on the Mayor.
Yeah.
And we are celebrating that in a big way. We're going to invite our guests. So that's like 200 people. I was going through the list. Can you imagine that? That's how many people have been on our show.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. We're going to have music. It's going to be fun. So welcome.
How do you know 200 people have been on our show?
I don't know. It's close. I mean, if you take, two, three a day. And
how many people do you think have been on our show, Todd? It's a really good question, actually.
I could actually do some research on that, get you an actual
number.
It
seems like a lot of work.
It is.
You don't have to do it. We'll go with a couple hundred.
Right.
Okay.
That would be two.
All right.
Anyway, that's what I said 10 minutes ago. All right. So that's going to be fun.
Yes.
We're going to do that. So, yes, that's coming up. But I just think this downtown is happening.
I'm excited about that.
I like what's going on down here. I think there's some other cool stuff that's coming that I'm hearing about. I don't know what's going to happen with the Watermark property, right where Yonkers used to be.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the latest on that?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I asked the developer. from Group Net Developer, the director of economic development, to come in on our show today, but she was busy.
I want to get something in the old Children's Museum. That is such a good building there that's sitting vacant.
Yeah,
we got to get something in there.
Well done. Well laid out.
I know.
Next to Hagemeister. The bathrooms
are right there. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Goes right to the water.
Fantastic place.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I hear you. So I put an invitation out to her. I said, well, can you come on this morning? Because there was that big article in the paper, actually front page yesterday. I don't know if you saw that, but they were just talking about the plans for the vacant lot. It says change for the third time in 5 years, which I think maybe she can explain that a little bit. But that's right across, that's on Monroe Street. It's where the farmer's market was years ago.
Okay. You
know a lot I'm talking about, the Associated Bank parking lot.
Not really, but go ahead.
Anyway, that was proposed by a developer 5 years ago, and then another one, and now he's changed.
Oh, so that's one next to the train tracks, basically?
No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Okay. Behind the copper...
Here. Just
brewery? There?
No.
Okay.
Monroe, John, is on the east side.
I don't know the streets of Green Bay.
Okay, I just...
Here,
this,
even though I live here, I don't know the streets of Green Bay.
This
yet.
Will put it in...
I always try to, because it's in order, right? Like Washington, Adams, Jefferson. I mean, it went right in order, huh? Does the other Adams get... He doesn't get one, though, does he?
No, you can't have two streets the same name.
That's what I mean.
Fire department be messed up. Okay, you'll know where it is.
Okay.
It's where the right down the block from that strip club that we tore down.
Bamboo Room?
No.
No.
The
Body Shop?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's that side of the street. Body Shop is on the...
Okay. So kitty corner from camera corner, kind of.
Yes.
Sort of. Okay.
Down a little bit further, but that's Monroe.
Okay.
Monroe, camera corner's on the corner of Monroe.
Okay, yes. So the Body Shop is the adult entertainment place,
right,
of which I've never been in. I'm just being honest. Okay. So, okay, that's the place where you could put in parking for 2 hours, right? Right. But yet at the parking lot of the Brown County Library, you made sure it was only 1 hour. So you were encouraging people to go to the Body Shop and spend more time than they would spend at the library.
Anyway.
Is that correct? Yes or no? When you were mayor, I disputed you on this. I went off on my radio show, Todd, about that because I kept getting parking tickets when I was working on my book and I'm going to the research and going through the microfilm.
Then why didn't you park in front of the Body Shop?
Because there was no parking places left because everybody was there.
Right.
There are plenty of them in behind the library.
Yeah.
So I get all these tickets, I could have gone and parked at the Body Shop.
Under my administration, the Body Shop's gone. The library's still there. So the truth comes out, at the end. Anyway, that development is going to be very interesting. They're talking about a couple hundred apartments. They're talking about a grocery store, and it's changed many times. So that's why I wanted the economic director to come in and say, look, we've been hearing about this for 5 years. What is going to happen? I asked her that yesterday, and she said she was busy this morning. So
when are things going to happen on Broadway with the big new, the old Fort Square?
Yep. I think that's a really good question too, John.
Because that's great. I used to work there, and I loved it there. I loved being in that part of town. I thought that was fun.
And that's at Public Market?
Yes.
Yeah. And,
yes.
And then the Shipyard, you saw that project's gone from $10 million to $24
million. Okay. We've got it. We got a text here. John knows everything on downtown Green Bay based on the Body Shop. Love it.
See, I could have said that. Thank you for supporting me.
Well, that
me
was
on
a place that people know of, though. I will say that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, that's true.
But it's a true story. I'm not lying about this, Todd. I used to get tickets. I used to complain about it all the time on my radio show because I get tickets for being at the library, but not at the Body Shop.
John,
if somebody wanted to go to the Body Shop,
I don't know. That's yesterday, but I don't
know. Got a text there. Jill's Bar was the waiting room for the Body Shop.
Yep.
I've never
true.
Been to Jill's either.
That's a fun
there.
Place.
Let's go there
that
someday.
That is a fun place.
Let's go to Jill's
Jill's
someday.
Bar is awesome.
All right.
Been you, there. You
all
bet.
Right. You buy. All right. We got right. time?
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
So tomorrow night, we're going to the Northland Hotel. Tomorrow, we got a good lineup, too, again, thanks to Todd.
All week is loaded.
It is. This is going to be a fun week this week. And we'll talk about next week. But
thanks for everybody helping us get it started. Mine and the Mayor back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote.
Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.